HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Talking tough on tariffs, President Trump unveiling another round of levies on certain imports.
These tariffs involve steel and aluminum.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
What about aluminum, sir?
Aluminum, too.
The tariffs include Canada and Mexico. On Air Force One, on his way to the Super Bowl, the president also said he would announce reciprocal tariffs probably tomorrow or Wednesday, meaning the U.S. would impose import duties on products in cases where another country has levied duties on U.S. goods.
If they are charging us 130% and we're charging them nothing, it's not going to stay that way.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Mr. Trump enjoyed thunderous applause from the Super Bowl crowd before the Philadelphia Eagles went on to trounce the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. The Eagles' smashing victory unleashed rioting on the streets of Philadelphia following the big game. Also at SRNNews.com, belt tightening in store at Catholic Relief Services.
This after President Trump slashed the federal government's funding for mass illegal immigration into the U.S. According to the National Catholic Reporter, CRS is one of the biggest recipients of USAID funding and is now moving to scale back its organization. Insiders say that the organization may be reduced by as much as 50% this year. CRS is not the only group preparing to downsize. The Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, or HIAS, is also laying off staff and scaling back operations. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
In the face of opposition from some Mideast leaders, President Trump doubling down on his plan to take control of Gaza, temporarily relocating Palestinians while their war-torn land is rebuilt. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 237. This is SRN News. President Trump goes all in on religious liberty.
He says he will shortly establish a special task force headed by Attorney General Pam Bondi to root out anti-Christian bias within the federal government. Mr. Trump says special attention will be given to the FBI, which spent much of the Biden administration targeting pro-life individuals in particular. Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition says, quote, our 3 million members strongly support President Trump in his defense of religious freedom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Georgia State Senate has approved a bill that would prevent men from competing in women's sports. The move comes shortly after Georgia's Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones joined President Trump in Washington, where the president signed an executive order that would cut federal funding to any school that lets boys compete against girls. Georgia Republicans have also introduced a bill to prevent state money from being used for sex change operations or puberty-blocking drugs on anyone under 18. This is SRN News. The Trump administration ordering the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to stop nearly all of its work, effectively shutting down the agency created after the 2008 financial crisis and subprime mortgage lending scandal. Russell Vogt is new director of the Office of Management and Budget. He directed the agency to stop work on proposed rules, suspend the effective dates on any rules that were finalized but not yet effective, and to stop investigative work and not begin any new investigations. Federal court has blocked the Trump administration from sending three Venezuelans held in New Mexico to Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba. It's part of the president's illegal immigration crackdown. In a legal filing over the weekend, lawyers of the men asked the court for a temporary restraining order blocking their transfer. President Trump has vowed to deport the estimated 11.7 million people illegally in the U.S. More details at SRNNews.com.